Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, a micro podcast featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I will offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. But today I want to ask you, is it ever okay for you as a designer to manipulate people? I mean, have you ever considered the morality of your job? After all, the chances are that your role involves persuading people to do something, to complete some call to action. And here's the thing, you're probably really good at it. Well, you've incredible power to manipulate people, from the words we use to the layout of our design. We can make people look at what we want them to look at and click on what we want them to click on. We can use emotion, psychology, and design to nudge people in the direction we want them to go. But should we? Manipulating people is a dangerous road for us to go down. Users are smarter than ever before, more aware of the tricks we use to manipulate them. These dark patterns are something that we find people moaning about to their friends and family. Check boxes that designers have ticked by default and items that have been automatically added to a shopping basket. But even if we succeed in manipulating people into doing something that they don't want to do, it's probably actually a false economy. Persuading users to sign up for a newsletter is probably the most common example of this. There are all kinds of techniques we can use to get people's email addresses, but is it worth the effort? When we trick people into doing something like signing up for a newsletter, they're going to suffer from buyer's remorse. They're going to regret handing across their data. That's going to lead them to become frustrated, especially when they try to unsubscribe and it's harder than it should be. This ultimately just damages your reputation, and especially if they then go on to share their frustrations online with others. Of course, newsletters aren't the only thing we do to manipulate people. In the end, the cost of manipulation can be very high, whether it's in damaged brand or higher support costs. People will complain both to us and to others. So should we basically make a stand and to refuse to do anything that manipulates users? Well, it's not quite that black and white. I mean, let's be honest. It's in our job to reflect our clients in the best light. This involves some degree of persuasion that we just can't avoid. At least not unless we work for a utilitarian organisation such as, say, a government. So where is the line? When is it okay to manipulate people? I believe it comes down to users' intent. What's the user trying to achieve? We should not be persuading users to do something against their will, but I do believe it's okay to persuade them to act now rather than put it off to later. I also believe it's acceptable to persuade users to take action with you rather than a competitor. It's our job to help them overcome, people to overcome the psychological barriers that prevent them from acting. For example, people fail to act because they're too busy or too lazy. Now it's our job to make things very easy, that acting is an easy thing to do. They want to ensure that they have the best deal and so they shop around endlessly and then don't make a decision. It's our job to persuade them that they are getting a good deal with you and to act. They also worry about making a mistake, and so it's our job to reassure them. Charitable giving is a great example of this. We all say we want to give more to charity, but we don't. That's because there are all these barriers that we need to overcome to give more. Barriers like time and money. If we can make giving effortless and the expense invisible, or at least reduce it, then we've done our job. For example, making charitable donations by spending money on a credit card. That's an example of how to make it easy and to make it invisible. It requires no effort and the cost is hidden. You see, as human beings, we're conflicted. We don't always do what we want to do or even what's in our best interest. There's a battle raging in people, a battle that we as designers can help with. It's a battle between our intellect and the lizard brain. The lizard brain is the most ancient part of the human brain. It lives in the moment and it fixates on the most basic survival traits. It's the lizard brain that stops us dieting because it lives in the moment and doesn't care about consequences. It's the lizard brain that prevents us from buying something that we can actually afford because it likes the security of money and doesn't want to let go of that. The lizard brain is short-sighted and most of all lazy. It's our job as designers to help people overcome the lizard brain, to help people do what they want to do, whether that is charitable giving, organ donation, or going on vacation. I've no problem tricking the lizard brain so that people can overcome the barriers that prevent them from acting. But we need to be careful that we're not tricking ourselves. This is a fine line that we need to walk. Pressuring people and helping them overcome their own barriers are two different things, but it can be hard to spot the difference sometimes. Am I helping someone overcome an irrational hesitancy of buying that HD TV we're selling, or am I pressuring them into buying something they can't afford? It's these kinds of moral questions that we need to be wrestling with all the time as designers.